Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Over Everything live call-in show presented by KSC. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm joined as always by my very excitable partner,
it's me, Joshua Hart.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a snowy day in Toronto, but I'm here to, you know, heat shit up with some bad takes.
Listen, we're expecting a lot of bad takes because the Raptors lost two in a row and people are panicking.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's no reasons to be concerned.
There are reasons to be concerned.
Also, yeah, there are reasons to be concerned. We'll talk about those in the show very soon. But at the same time, you know, this is November. Is it November? No, it's early December.
It's early December.
Sorry, I've been working nonstop. And you have a lot of time to figure some of these things out. And yep. I think people got into an idea that when they were 15-4, this team is just set. You know, they have everything figured out. They're going to cruise and they're going to go back to the finals and everything. That's maybe too much excitement. Yep. Realistically, this is still a newer team that has to figure out a lot of things. There's developing players on the roster. They got to get better. And we're in the midst of growing pains. And I think before the season, if you ask yourself rationally, are there going to be growing pains in the season? You would definitely tell yourself yes.
For sure.
And I think right now what we're seeing is growing pains in terms of Nick Nurse figuring out how to put the rotation together.
Yep.
How to reintegrate old guys into a team that had found an identity by playing young and being energetic and fast. And also, you know, Pascal Siakam growing as a number one guy.
Yeah,
that is tough. It's a tough task, man.
Yeah, to grow into a leading man in the NBA. But let's start with Katie from Toronto. Katie, how's it going? Katie? I don't know.
She's on line two.
Oh, line two.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Do you see that Fizdale got fired?
Did I see that? No, I didn't see that. Are you kidding?
Breaking news.
Yeah, he got fired. The Knicks are bad.
Breaking news.
Yeah, seriously, it's really trash. He didn't deserve
it. Do you guys have a little drop that you could hit in there? Like, you could be like,
what do we have?
Yeah.
That's the one, baby.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Not bad, guys. Not bad.
So
yeah,
what's up?
So it's shaken. I mean, Fitzgerald getting fired. I mean, he's a bit of a scapegoat there. I mean, I guess, from my opinion, he just really didn't have enough power forwards.
Yeah, you're right. Honestly, if you could put out six power forwards at once, I think that would have been good.
But the reason the Knicks are in the trouble they are is because they stretched Joakim Noah.
No.
Oh, definitely, that $6 million a year is really putting them into some hardship.
No, they need Joakim Noah on the team.
They just straight up gave up. That's the thing. They straight up gave up on the coach. Like, yeah, when you see them play, they've given up.
Yeah, it's
bad. But whatever. I'm hopefully Fizdale can land on his feet or whatever, get another job. Because he hasn't really had a real job yet.
Are they Mark Jackson waiting to happen?
100%.
I think that they're, isn't that the direction that they're going in?
I think it'd be fun to have both Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson coach your team.
Yeah. And you see them live bickering.
Yeah, I think that would be, that's where this has got to go. I think that makes the most sense for what they do next.
He's definitely the first one of a few to go. I think we're going to see a couple other heads rolling here shortly.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Could be interesting. Well, guys, I have a couple of questions for you today.
Yeah, let's
okay.
All right, cool. Well, my first one, you know, I was kind of thinking about this the other day, and I was sort of taking myself through, you know, the eventuality of where we might go this year. And if we just allow our minds to expand a little bit and say, okay, yeah, I mean, this team's really great. We're going to, let's say we get through, you know, first or second in the standings at the end of the year. Just saying everything goes according to, you know, how it has been. And, you know, maybe we're the lucky ones. We don't actually have to meet the Bucks in the finals. That'd be great. You know, keep Giannis happy. We're not kicking him out. But let's say in the finals we're meeting, or in the Eastern Conference finals, we get through the Celtics, for example.
I love that.
I can't wait to beat the Celtics in the playoffs.
No, I cannot wait.
I can't either. Just over Christmas, baby. Happy, happy Christmas. So we get to the finals, okay? We hard fought series with the Celtics. We knocked down
game sweep, dog.
Yeah. And I was wondering, what's the better narrative? And I think I came up with my thought process for it, but I'm wondering what you guys think. Is it better that we're meeting the, and taking down, of course, eventually, the Lakers with, LeBronto coming full circle, or Kawhi? They never really needed Kawhi in the first place.
I would much rather beat LeBron. I would much rather be LeBron.
Me too,
I don't actually have that much animosity towards Kawhi.
Yeah.
It's not about the animosity at all. I don't have animosity either. I think I would definitely much rather beat LeBron. But I think a recency bias, the media is going to be, would be all in on that Kawhi-Toronto matchup.
Then, you know, people are going to go too far, and then they'll give those, like, hot takes that they don't believe in just to, like, anger people about, oh, Kawhi, you know, like, see, the Raptors are better without him and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to see that kind of garbage. So I'd much rather just beat LeBron one time and just have that sensation.
Beating LeBron would sure be a better narrative, like, amongst Raptors fans, because we would be excited.
But also, this would never happen.
I don't know. What did the jump say if the Raptors beat the Lakers in the finals? Yeah, this isn't going to happen.
No,
like, do we finally get a correct pronunciation
of Miss Agla? They would have to shut down the entire ESPN network.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what would happen.
I think they would boycott Toronto just to prevent it from ever happening.
Stephen A. Smith doesn't want to come back.
Stephen A. Smith, yeah.
Did Skip and Shannon come to Toronto during the time?
I don't think so, no.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Disrespect.
The disrespect.
A lot of the media men stayed home when it was time to finally come up to Toronto.
Why would you not get a free trip to Toronto in June?
It's insane.
I know.
It's insane.
Yeah. What are you guys thinking?
Stephen A., the only guy who came up, was just, you know, always talking about Toronto being special.
Oh, Stephen A. loves Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen A.
He loves it.
What a wild guy.
Yeah, he's definitely had his heart broken in Toronto.
What a wild guy.
He's had his
heart broken. Yeah, I think he's on the same page as I am. I definitely think that personally speaking, you know, putting an end to LeBronto and stuffing it is definitely my preference. But I was just thinking that the media would love maybe not the Toronto media as much as just the NBA media would love that Kawhi narrative. But I definitely don't need that in my life.
You're definitely right.
My more serious question for you guys, though, today
has
to do with the enigma that is OG Anunoby.
Okay. Good word. Good word for him.
Thank you. Yeah, he's definitely, I think, underappreciated and maybe misunderstood. But I wanted to ask you guys your opinion on the best of OG Anunoby's many, many social media just hitting it out of the ballpark all the time. So what's the best of OG Anunoby's social media? And I've got a couple of options here for you.
Okay, good.
Then, I'm happy to take, you know, if any of you have some options, you know, social media, off court behavior, any of the above, we could really discuss. But so I'm just going to go in order of timeline here. So my first choice here for best of OG Anunoby social media, it's a Twitter post from 2014.
This is what I had in mind.
And it states, OG's just out of the blue. If your girlfriend says, to me, that's my girlfriend now, I don't care.
I thought it was, that's our girlfriend.
That's our girlfriend now.
That's right. Yeah.
Correct. Yes, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's one. I'll just go through them here and then we can discuss.
Yeah.
Number two comes from Danny Green's Instagram.
Yeah,
it was a post that Danny Green made for, I believe, his girlfriend's birthday in February of last year. And it's a comment that says, lowercase. All of this is always lowercase.
Yeah.
Let's double date at Rabba Fine Foods.
Excellent. Way to pay a lot of respect to
Blue Jays way.
A cultural icon. That's an iconic Rabba.
Yeah. Still by Rabba the plaza.
Fine Foods.
Still.
A follow-up to that one, it's sort of a nice little callback to it. In June, on Danny's anniversary post, OG commented, double date happening soon. So, I mean, it hadn't happened yet at that point. Who knows if it has at this point? But
I did ask OG in September, and he said it has not happened yet, but they still want to do it. So,
oh, okay. At
plans
Rabba.
Are still in the works. Yeah.
At Rabba?
You had a plan in advance to go to Rabba.
The hot counter at the Rabba at Blue Jays Way in front.
I hope they're not eating that.
Is there any spaghetti for OG at the Rabba?
Oh, God. I can only imagine what Rabba spaghetti would taste like.
It tastes like you could imagine. Though a good Rabba. There's a great Rabba at, like, Kipling and Finch. Like right next to North Albion Collegiate Institute.
Oh, wow.
Shout out.
Shout out, Rexto.
Shout out, Rexto. Shout out.
Louisa's nodding her head in the background. Producer Louisa.
My third option of, there's four here. So yeah. My third option is OG, again, for Danny, towards Danny Green, OG's birthday message for mm-hmm. Danny Green, found on the Inside the Green Room Twitter account.
Right.
It, you know, the awkward angle. OG's clearly like somewhere very hot and yet wearing a hoodie,
yeah,
but inexplicably
naturally.
With a straw hat.
Yeah.
And it says, I wrote down most of the words here, but maybe my favorite bits are just congrats on it being your birthday. You're either 31 or 32, one of them. That's so cool. I'm not trying to brag or anything, but my birthday's coming up too, but it's whatever. Today's your birthday.
Yeah,
enjoy yours and have fun. That one's really great. And then, I mean, most recently, recency bias again. Mm-hmm. Serge Ibaka.
This one was great.
At Danielle, at Daniela, just hey Daniela.
Wow. I mean, first off, four excellent options.
Yeah, really great.
Four home run plays. Really, I was going
to
say.
I mean, the honorable mention goes to the Toronto Raptors Halloween video from last year, where OG claims that cottage cheese. Amongst hamsters and fish and whales other things are the most scary things that people are the most afraid of.
Yo, can someone explain cottage cheese to me, actually? I actually don't know what that is. Never
it's
had
like
it in my
white
life.
Congee.
Persian whey, man.
That sounds good, though.
I know, but not quite. It's milk. It's like cheese.
It's just,
like cream cheese?
It's no, like, it's like curdled.
It's like tapioca meets cream cheese.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, yeah,
that sounds terrible. I'm not having that.
Yeah, it's like the boba.
But does it have flavor?
Cheese flavor.
Cheese flavor boba. No, I'm good,
it's
man.
Tangy.
That sounds terrible. Why'd you compare kanji to that? Take that back.
I apologize.
I would go with number one for me personally. That was one I thought of.
What hey, Daniela really made me like split a rib when I read it.
So who is Daniela again?
She's like a model.
Yeah.
She's like Victoria's Secret model.
Word. Yeah. I mean, listen, OG, man, you deserve the world, so you just go for it, you know? you tell young people all the time, go for what you want in life. All right, well, this was a great call.
Katie.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Where can we see you?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Where can we follow you?
Oh, well, I'm on Instagram, but I'm a close profile, guys. I'll show you.
You have a lot of fire content. We thought we'd give you a plug.
All right, wow.
I'll show you. I often will at Will when funny things come up. So
sometimes
he responds.
Yeah.
Sometimes he responds. Sometimes he's too cool for school.
Well, keep it up. Like this is really good.
I'll make sure to respond more. I'm sorry.
Was that your first female caller?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Congratulations.
We every week we sit and like how do we fix this? Like why is it all just like dudes driving home from their office jobs? So,
it's all Toronto Mans wearing, black Air Force Ones.
And yeah, we love Toronto Mans.
Not necessarily black. They're white. they're yeah, both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. We got the white Air Forces and the black Air Forces.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. It seems to be a joke that the Toronto Mans love the black Air Force Ones, but I don't know if that's true or not.
They do.
Yeah.
Is it true? I don't know.
Yeah. Go to Scarborough Town Center. It's all black Air Forces.
STC, okay. Baby.
It's just one of those. It's one of those memes that I wasn't sure if it was true or not. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Peace. That was a hell of a call.
That was an incredible call.
Well prepared, well researched.
Definitely way more well researched than the guy last week who called in and was like, "Can we trade Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka and every single player in the world for Giannis?"
Is Giannis actually a fraud? Is still top tier.
Last week was some fire, man. We want to hear some hot takes this week, man. I know you guys are mad about everything, so you know.
All right.
Call in with your mad takes.
So we have Annalisa from Markham. Annalisa, you're on the line with me and Will.
Four?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good.
Doing great.
How are you?
I am good. I am good. First of all, I'd love to say thank you so much for making this. It's been so awesome to finally have a Raptors podcast to check out, and I love the work you two do.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank
all right.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
For sure. So my question is, we've been so lucky the last few years especially, but it's been so awesome to get to go to bars in Toronto to check out obviously with Jurassic Park and things mm-hmm. like that. We're so lucky with our crowds and things like that. Sorry, I'm so nervous. My heart is pounding. Oh my God.
Go ahead. It's only thousands of people listening, hopefully.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I'd just love to hear from you too, because you have been to other cities, you've checked out other games. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear which crowds you've really been impressed by, or that things you've noticed from, as well as things that you think we do really well, or things that we could do even better to show our team how much we love them. Like, what do you two think?
Well, okay. First off, I hate to say this, but the Philly crowd, legitimately elite.
Amazing.
Man, honestly, games 3 and 4 of the playoffs in Philly,
yeah.
The intensity of that crowd, the vitriol, it's like legitimately...
Amit, our
really
producer
does.
Is like, yeah,
Amit's
I agree.
Like, yeah, no, was... for real. Like, the arena is like in the middle of nowhere, really. It's like a bunch of sports complexes there. Right. It's just parking lots around it, and people are just mad. People are just mad, and then they do the airplane with Joel Embiid. So that the Philly crowd, I actually do give a love to, but... what can the Raptors do better? I mean, I think we should just get more public spaces that are devoted to the Raptors. Yeah. And I mean, like, statues. Like, we finally have murals, which is nice. But before that, you wouldn't really know if there were Raptors
Even, like,
in the
Raptors
city.
Bars
Raptors
would be
great. Bars,
like,
how
how many bars in the city are called the Puck or Keep It on the Ice?
Yeah.
One of the fan crowds that I've really been impressed by, I saw the Derrick Rose era Chicago Bulls on their home court.
Mm. Oh, man.
And it may not have just been the Bulls. It may have something to do with it being, like, Derrick Rose and him being a hometown kid. But that was, like, an elite crowd. Like, so passionate, so, like, hooked on the way that that team played basketball. That was, like, the Taj Gibson, like, Utah Jazz.
Joakim Noah. Your boy.
Yeah. That was a really, really good crowd. But, yeah, like Will said, like, I think the thing that we always think about is creating a fan community for Raptors faithful that isn't really just a hat on the hat to, like, the Leafs fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Raptors fans doing their own thing, having their own spaces, and and following the team the way that they will, because it is different. Like, I don't know, something that Will and I bond over is just how diverse the Raptors faithful are. Like, we go to games and Will's Chinese, I'm Jamaican. We're in a crowd next to, like, 3 Sri Lankans and a Macedonian, a Hungarian family. It's, like, wonderful.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's – how do we do better? Like, I don't know. Never, like, respect LeBron again. He's been too shady to the Raptors fans.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's how we do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Keep
for
up the great
in.
Work.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Farewell. Bye.
Peace. Whoa. To win back. This is...
It's truly a first.
A real triumph.
Truly a first.
Very proud of it.
What else can Toronto do better?
I
agree, man. There's got to be more Raptor pubs. Like,
yeah, there just has to be Raptors bars.
Just, like, Raptors bars and, like, people that can go and watch Raptors together. Because, like, you know...
It's fun to watch in your basement drinking an Ace Hill, but it'd be nice to be able to go and...
Yeah.
Eat a bucket of KFC with the rest of the faithful.
Sure.
Also, do you remember Jurassic Park 2016, where their first game of the Bucks series?
Oh, my God. I hate that. Why would you remind me of this, man?
But, like,
it was raining that day, too, and then all the Leafs fans came and said change the channel.
It was so...
So mad. Still mad at Leafs fans from this day for that.
Yeah, it was
but,
really...
I mean, to be fair, Kyle Lowry's getting outplayed by Matthew Dellavedova, so, like, I was also broken inside, but...
Yeah, that was really terrible. Let's take a call from Dave in Toronto. Dave, you're on the phone with me
That's
and Will.
Good.
Uh-oh, Dave's
He's online,
gone.
Too, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, this is online too. Wow, okay.
Dave from Toronto, you still there? Dave, are you from the rapper from the UK?
Yo, shout out Dave.
Shout out Dave.
Shout out Thiago Silva.
Have you listened to Sadio Mane by Sheck Wess?
I gotta listen to that.
There's so many.
I feel like I heard it once.
There's so many songs by about like footballers. Anyhow.
Oh my God, the Mohamed Salah song by LaFouille is
and
crazy.
And then there's the one by Slow Tie. Anywho, Dave from Toronto, you there?
Yes, I am. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I was hoping you guys could help with a group chat with me and my friends.
All right.
Perfect.
Wait, hold on. Who's in the group chat first?
Just 4 of my boys.
That's it? All right.
That's it. All but right. We have, you know, a constant debate going on.
Mm.
Right now, you got half of the group that's where I'm situated, where we're obviously big fans of Lowry.
Yeah.
Love everything that he's done. The other half thinking that, you know, he's not really fitting into the system, or they want to see him traded. They're like, it's time to move on. We think they're crazy, but I was hoping that you guys could put some of this crazy talk to bed.
Okay, before Will hits you with the analysis.
What? I'll get hit with a joke.
Delete half of their numbers.
Wow, I was going to say, we found the Sportsnet staff group chat.
Whoa!
Okay, hold up. So, here's the thing, man. It all depends on what you get back for Kyle Lowry. Like, if someone's offering you, like, great things for Kyle Lowry... No, man,
Amon's going to pull up on you.
No, I'm not even saying trade Kyle Lowry, but I'm just saying if someone comes to you with, like, an incredible trade package, like that Miami stuff, it's like, yo, if they come to you with Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and apparently Duncan Robinson, like, oh, you know, like, you just put all that together, you're like, man, you really got to think about it. But without knowing that, like, okay. I don't know. There's the thing. Kyle Lowry not fitting into the team is... not a real problem because we've seen Kyle Lowry fit into every single situation. He's an unselfish guy. He's an adaptable guy. He can play a role player role, or occasionally he can step up and be a star role. He can play one or two. He can play and lead the bench. He can lead the starting unit. These are all things that Kyle Lowry has done and proven to do, not even just in the past, but this specific season. So you got to give them some time to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
I don't think that they should play Kyle Lowry like 42 minutes a night. I don't know what that's about. I think they should give Kyle and Fred more time on the bench so that each of them can then run the unit themselves for a while, because I don't know if like you necessarily need both of them on the floor all the time together.
Agreed.
But at the same time, like, you don't have to trade Kyle right now just because he doesn't fit in two games into the starting lineup, man. That doesn't make any sense to me. Also, bro, it's Kyle Lowry, man. Come on.
It is Kyle Lowry. That's where I'm at. Just sort of, I don't know, give Kyle Lowry deserves some credit and some run here. I don't really see a – yeah, and if somebody gives you a god-off offer to, like, make themselves a title contender, sure.
I think we're kind of, like, in a situation, too, where we just came off a year where Kyle was so successful not being the starting guy. Like, we're not going back to the days where it's, like, him and DeRozan. And I guess the fear is now that it's going to be, like, Pascal and Kyle trying to generate all of the offense, and that's, like, creating some scare amongst people.
Yeah, no, and that's legitimate. This is the thing. This is things you got to figure out. Like yesterday, for example, you know that play where Marcus allows the ball at the top of the floor and then two guys cut off each other, right? Like you've seen it a million times, right?
Yeah.
They were running that play with Pascal and OG, and I think Pascal got to the rim. But the thing, at the same time, Kyle was cutting from the opposite side of the floor and cut them off. And then Kyle received the pass and then tried to throw it to Pascal. So intentionally made one pass into two passes, and that got picked up by PJ Tucker. These are things that are like, that's like a clear chemistry issue.
Yeah.
That's Kyle having not played with the rest of these guys because he's been out basically a month or at least 3 weeks, and the rest of those guys having developed plays with each other and stuff like that, and now Kyle's coming back into the lineup, and it's screwing up some chemistry things. But these are things you can figure out. It's not like he's demanding all these touches.
And he's too smart a player to like make these kinds of – he's too smart a player to not figure this out.
Yeah, that's it. And also, like, man, if come playoff time, man, you're going to need people that can generate, like, some offense. And if you trade Kyle for someone with less ability to generate offense, I'm not even saying Kyle's, like, this incredible playoff performer necessarily in terms of generating shots. But, like, still, you know, if you do want to perform the playoffs, I feel like Kyle would definitely help in that regard. So,
yeah.
Look, it's a question. I understand it. I hear it. Like, you know, Norman Powell's made a case. He deserves more minutes. I mean, like, OG's not closing games because Kyle's back. There's a lot of disruptions. Terrence Davis not playing as much. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson not playing as much. There's a lot of issues.
Chris Boucher's not playing enough.
How is Kyle affecting that? But you know what I mean?
Hey, like, only so many minutes.
You can figure it out. You have all this talent. It's a good problem. You can figure it out.
All right.
Thanks, Dave. Guys.
Dave, have a good one.
Yeah.
Peace.
You too.
All right. Time to run ISO. Katie Handel, you're on line one.
Wow.
Katie, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
What's up? Katie, you sound different on the phone than in person. I don't know why.
Katie, really? I've never seen you in person, so you sound like Katie.
Yeah, this is how I sound.
This is your voice.
Guys, I got to say, calling in is like when you try to call in and win a prize on the radio and you're just constantly denied.
Hey, congratulations. You have won two tickets to see Smash Mouth.
Whoa. That would be a hard ticket to get. Do they still tour?
They just tweet about the Warriors.
Yeah, they're really.
That's what they do now.
There is a thing, like, musicians are all basketball fans. It used to just be rappers.
Why not, man? You're trying to go to a hockey game and be seen as a musician? trying to be Casey Musgroves?
Does Spacey Casey hang out at a hockey game?
I don't know, man. I'm just speculating.
She's hanging at a Kings game? That'd be pretty tight.
So, can you tell me who's calling into your show? Is it strictly teenage boys?
It was originally, not going to lie.
Yeah.
It has diversified. We had a man from Moscow last week. Hey, listen, I forgot who his name was. I don't want to just guess. But the man from Moscow, if you're listening right now before you go out for beers or whatever, or vodka, like, you know, call in again this week, man. We want you to call in every week if possible. Thank
you. Just let us know how's it going. Yeah. Vitaly from Moscow.
Vitaly.
I mean, he's probably out. It's like midnight in Moscow.
But he called last
time. It's like 10 o'clock.
No, it's literally midnight. I checked it.
What? He called it. Like, this time, he's like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Maybe he was out.
Katie, we wanted to talk to you about Pascal Siakam's struggles. He's, you know, here too far. The last two games, he's looked bad down the stretch. He's not been nearly aggressive enough. Mm-hmm. I would like to figure out what's going on. And we need to sort of psychoanalyze Pascal Siakam. How do we get him to assert himself and to continue to dominate like he did against the Pelicans in the Orlando Magic?
Well, I won't be ever as big of a pessimist and Will knows this as well. Mm-hmm. So wow. I feel like you can afford Pascal. If you can afford anybody a little bit of a breather, especially when you're going up against James Harden, Westbrook, even though he was not that good last night.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, and then like the sneaky Heat of the Miami Heat, then I think like you can give him a little bit of a break. In my opinion, for these last two games.
Okay.
I mean, his stats aren't terrible. He still had 24 points last night.
But
did you see him pass two entry passes from Fred VanVleet back to Fred VanVleet?
Yeah. Like, get this ball away from me, man.
It drove me crazy.
I guess, like, if you're thinking of, like, he's not seizing these moments, maybe. Yet he looks like he's backed off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not worried about this guy.
You want to just give him time?
Just give it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you have to dominate the Orlandos of the world before you dominate the Heat of the world.
There you go.
See, but I'm okay if he fails. I'm okay if he tries and he fails.
Same, actually.
Like, if Pascal Siakam went, like, 0 for 14 down the stretch
We would still criticize him, but at least we would say, you know what? You tried.
Yeah, it's just
Like, I guess I do miss that kind of what we could have used last night, even if it still resulted in a big L. Was just like that old sort of explosive Pascal energy where he's just like exploding down the stretch.
Yeah.
He's doing spins. He's kind of, he's like falling down. He's getting out. Like he
offensive
can't
rebounds.
Control his body.
Yeah.
When he just kind of goes Tasmanian devil sort of spin, like when he's almost like he's rotating too quickly and he can't stop. I do miss that.
Yeah, I would like to see him figure that out. It's the one thing that my biggest takeaway is like Pascal's floor is not as high as I thought it would be this time this year.
Mm.
Like, I thought the max contract, the playoff experience, the expanded role would just mean he has a higher floor and a higher ceiling. I think Pascal can be legitimately, like, a MVP candidate.
The floor is too low.
The floor is too low.
It's still so early. Of course the floor is low.
That's fair.
It's early December.
He looked shook. He looked shook against the Miami Heat.
I don't think so.
Bam Adebayo seemed to have him, like, in his feelings.
A little bit.
He's a big
shout out
dude.
To you. Shout out to you in his feelings.
Thank you. Oh, very, very succinct.
Wow, in his basketball feelings.
Very nice, very nice. I don't know, dude. Like, if there's one person I think you've got to worry about on this team, it's not Pascal.
Who is it, then? Name names.
Name names right now?
Oh, all right.
You know, I can't even... No, I'm not that worried.
Okay, good. I like
about
this.
Anybody.
I like this. So far, we have not had a screaming hot take.
Yeah, no,
which is,
like,
this shows growth in the fan base, I think. Because the YouTube comments are very angry, but, you know, whatever. Yeah.
All right, Katie.
I think it's good.
You'll be doing some public speaking next week. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah.
Segway King.
Mac Galloway over here.
Yeah, has the CDC tapped you for their next Metro Morning Host?
Hey, when I sign an NDA, I try to respect it.
Oh, wow.
Fair. But I mean, if the offer came through.
Hey, I'm here.
Raptors over everything, baby.
Well, look.
Metro
Will
over
and I
morning.
are doing our public speaking tour along with some of our other great friends next week at a little event called Hoop Talks.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been, it's usually extremely fun. I feel like a very, like, lighthearted, safe space, would you say so, Will?
Definitely. Very cozy, especially in Rivoli.
Yeah. Rivoli. It's super cozy. very dark, but not dank. And I'm going to go, I'm straying a little bit next week. I won't be on a panel. I am instead bringing Basketball Feelings, my not yet award-winning newsletter, but there's quite a lot of fans. But
it's
I'm bringing
coming.
It live.
It's got a Hood Pulitzer.
Wow.
It's got something. And I will say, I do have a format. I'm not going to give it away, no spoilers.
Okay.
But it's still going to be a bit fast and loose, so it's going to be entertaining.
That sounds great.
Amazing.
So come out to Hoop Talks next week. I believe it's Tuesday, Wednesday.
And I would love to. It's Tuesday, which it's is Tuesday. A truly weird day of the week for an event. But I would love to extend a promo code to your team fans and one man in Moscow, though I guess he probably won't come.
Hey, man, listen. There's
you
time.
Never know.
There's time for him.
True. So, friends, if you go to the website where the tickets are on sale, Homestand Sports,
yep.
And use the promo code BALLISCRY, you'll get 50% off your ticket.
Wow. That's a really good promo code.
That's a great promo code.
I made that code, guys.
Salute.
All right.
All right, Katie. Thanks for calling.
See you next week.
Thanks, dudes. Yeah.
I'll try to pull up and say hi.
What a rush to finally get through. An honor.
Amazing.
The honor is
Thank
ours.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace. What a
well,
show.
Yeah, what a show. We've gone a lot of places with this show.
Yeah, we have a...
I didn't think I'd call you Matt Galloway that soon, but, you know, I had to let that one go.
He's just left the seat, and I'm ready to take it. We can move on to our favorite segment, Stanley Suggestions.
Okay.
This week with special guest Dan Reynolds. Dan Reynolds, you're on the line with me and Will. Oh, no. Dan?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Daniel Reynolds.
This is he.
Wait, hold on. You're supposed to say where you're from.
I'm from Toronto, in Wait, Toronto.
Hey, where in Toronto, bro?
I'm from Rexdale.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to hear? Is that what you wanted to hear?
I thought you were going to lead with that, man.
No, I mean, I'm a man of the city, but I mean, sure, I'll specify that I'm from Rexdale, sure.
Yeah.
Ward 1.
That's it.
Ford Nation.
Oh, no, boo.
That's actually low-key me, actually.
No way.
Yeah, Timbit City.
Yo,
oh, but
my man's a
that kid. Put that kid on a stamp, on a dollar, on some currency. What do we got to do to get that kid some sort of political post? I'm ready to give that kid the world.
Yeah man, that kid really our generation had Mustafa the Poet. Mm. This generation has Timbit Kid.
That yo, yeah. A legend, bro. All right, so you're here. Reynolds is here to not only share with us fashion, the latest fashion tips from 1976, but also to share some of Stanley's suggestions, which if you're not familiar with the segment, we want to offer Stanley Johnson some places to visit in Toronto,
things to do.
Because, like, you know, he's hurt right now. He's got a bit of free time. They're at home right now, the Raptors are. So let's figure out some things to do. So, Reynolds, why don't you tell us what Stanley should be give Stanley some suggestions, man.
Well, as you could probably guess, if you know me, I'm going to come up with some movie ideas. I wrote a column last year every week to give Kawhi some ideas of what to do, trying to sell him on the city.
Right,
for
right.
Stanley, I would obviously start with some movie ideas. That would be step number one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So my first inclination is to suggest that tonight at the Lightbox, they're playing The Hustler, the classic movie with Paul Newman. So that would be my first tip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that, to be honest with you.
Right.
And then you
were 25 when that came out?
I was 25. Didn't I come out here to get harassed about my age, I think?
Wow. You get harassed in every segment.
Okay. Have you seen The Hustler, Will?
I have not. I've seen Hustlers, which was the more recent movie.
Not as good, by a long shot.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, so you can go see The Hustler and learn about what it takes to break into the world of playing pool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That
sounds like a great recommendation.
And that's kind of connected to another movie recommendation. They're doing a Martin Scorsese retrospective right now at the Lightbox, and so The Hustler is kind of like the first. Like, there's a movie, The Color of Money, where mm-hmm. basically Paul Newman plays that character again, Fast Eddie Nelson, and he plays that character in The Color of Money, and it's sort of the spiritual sequel to that film.
Gotcha.
That's playing as well. At some point, I think in the next few weeks.
All right.
Those are solid suggestions.
Great suggestions.
Yeah. And one more is just go check out the new theater on Burr at the Paradise, which they just opened.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been there yet, but it looks amazing, and they have like some great programming. So that's my other suggestion. If he wants to get a little bit out of the downtown core, come over to, you know, Bloor Court and really, you know, get some Portuguese chicken, and then you're laughing.
There you go.
All right, what are your suggestions, Will?
So this week we shot Run It Back at Penny's, which is at Strawn and King. A block up from there, you can take the 504 streetcar to Strawn, and you can walk up like 2 minutes past the Spadina Audio Shop that is not on Spadina at all. But Penny's is great, man. What they got, shuffleboard in there, darts. They got free popcorn. They got shuffleboard. They got me and Alex played shuffleboard, and I beat them.
R.I.P. Track and Field.
Yeah,
is it not there anymore?
I don't know. Maybe it's
Track and Field closed.
Track and Field's closed.
I do not know.
That sucks.
But yeah, go to Penny's, man. They got free popcorn as well. The beers are actually pretty nice. It's a vibe in there. They got some good plants. So that's my suggestion. Josh, what are you saying?
Jason Collette's Basement Review is back, and it is moving to the Paradise Theater. Jason Collette of Broken Social Scene and Canadian indie rock fame puts together a Basement Review show where he has all sorts of, you know, literary and artistic luminaries from across the city perform every Thursday night through the month of December. It's really good. I haven't been in a long time. The last time I went was when he moved the Basement Review to the Luminato Festival.
Okay.
But it's really solid. If Stanley Johnson wants to find out what we have our next caller lined up. But if Stanley Johnson wants to find out what Toronto was like in 2009, I think he should go to the Basement Review. Right. So that's it for Stanley's suggestions.
Yeah.
That's at the Paradise that's happening?
That's at the Paradise Theater, yeah.
Wow.
There we go. All right, Reynolds, go back to fixing the city, man. The traffic's terrible.
It's funny you mentioned that because the TTC was broken. I had to take a cab to get all the way down here from Young and Shepherd. Yeah, it was
on the city dime, no less.
I wish.
All right. Thanks, Reynolds.
Peace, Reynolds.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you guys.
All right, enjoy the weekend, bro.
Bye.
Yeah. Before we get to the next call or anything like that, we got to get to this comment, which from Jeff Golden State Bloom, which says, I suggest Stanley Johnson get a one-day job at McDonald's in Philly and put some laxatives in Joel Embiid's McChickens.
I think you'd be
incredible
more successful.
Incredible comment.
It is a very
elite comment, really.
It'd be more successful to put them in his Shirley Temples, but.
Yeah, you know. The McChickens.
McChickens. I mean, we don't want any, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. And Joel Embiid only eats KFC, actually.
Yeah, only KFC. So
somehow you got to finagle that into the KFC. But we do not suggest that. But, you know, if he did it.
Go get a Crunchwrap Supreme. Yeah. No, is that? I don't know.
Anywho,
Carlos and Prince George are now rocking with Raptors Over Everything Live.
Okay.
Carlos.
Hey, hey, hey. How to do, baby?
Excellent.
Excellent stuff.
So I just got a couple of questions. Clips coming to town next week.
Yep.
Number one, any rap could get a dunk on Kawhi.
Mm.
Which one do you think would be the most satisfying? For me, I'd like to see
Fred?
No, third. You know, it's
Serge has hurt feelings. That's a good answer.
Serge,
yeah, for all time's sake, you know, serve him up another helping of Biff Penas.
Yep.
And two, I know Kawhi, most people should give him a pretty good welcome. I'm pretty sure maybe a couple of people who aren't with it might be giving him some booze.
Mm.
But who do you think is going to get a bigger ovation between Kawhi and JV? Because, you know, JV's been here so long, I could see him kind of getting the DeMar treatment where
He will.
Fans just keep the ovation going in to gameplay, where Kawhi, I think, he'll get one, but then people are going to want to see us just kick his butt once the game gets going.
I kind of agree with you there. I think JV will get one because he's just universally loved.
Yeah.
Whereas Kawhi, and there might be some hurt feelings, but hey, listen, what about the standing ovation for Jeremy Castleberry? No ovation for Jeremy?
Do you think he gets a tribute?
Elite rebounder, man. Jeremy was great at collecting rebounds when the two times Kawhi missed in warm-ups. Elite, man. Elite.
Yeah, who do I want to see? I mean, the most fun would be, like,
Serge.
Serge would be
fun. Because Serge will make that face, too.
Yeah. And like
OG would be good, too. If he did a reverse dunk on Kawhi, that'd be actually amazing.
Norm would be cool because they're family friends.
That's right, that's right.
That could be cool.
Damn, remember when we were reading those stories about how Norm's mom was going to convince Kawhi's mom to, like...
To move up to Canada?
And Kawhi's mom was like, I'm good. I'm good, love and joy.
Who would be the funniest?
Yeah, Fred. Fred for his first
Fred
ever
would be
dunk.
Crazy.
Yeah. On Kawhi Leonard.
You've been talking about dunking lately.
Yeah.
Those are my picks. I would actually love to see OG do it, but you know, whether that actually happens or not, we'll see. But OG's probably honestly like the team lead in dunks.
Yeah, probably.
It's either him or Pascal,
or like Jefferson just on putbacks. But like,
yeah,
drive through the lane dunks. It's got to be OG.
There you go.
All right, Carlos. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Peace.
Yeah, you already know.
We have another Stanley suggestion from the chat. Okay. Wong Tong Soup 34.
That's not Alex.
I suggested that Stanley come on this podcast and make it his regular day job. Stanley, take a job at YCF, dog.
Yeah.
Yahoo Sports Canada, new Bon Appetit.
There you go. There you go. All right, line two. We got James from Toronto. What's good, James?
Oh, James, are you there?
Thomas.
Yes, boys, Will and Josh. I was actually the first caller ever on this show, and I'm back again.
Oh, hey. Oh,
there we go, baby. Welcome back.
Good to see the growth over the last couple of weeks.
It's definitely growing.
Yeah,
it's good.
Awesome. Quick question. So I heard that the Raptors are highly interested in Tristan Thompson. I just wanted to get your take on that, what it looked like, if it excites you.
Highly interested is strong, I feel like. Look, I'm not saying the Raptors – wouldn't take Tristan Thompson if he came for free, but I think first off, the origin of the rumor is from a reporter that what's his success rate? His success rate is like Patrick Patterson shooting threes in the playoffs.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we need this, and it doesn't happen. So it's one of those situations.
Yeah.
And then the second one is whether Tristan will fit in Toronto. I mean, I think he would help the rebounding
for sure
in a way, but I also think the Raptors have done a really good job of getting five shooters on the floor.
Yeah.
That can, you know, all be a threat, and that opens up the paint, which allows guys like Pascal and OG and whoever, you know, Fred or Kyle to even drive and get inside. And I feel like, you know, Tristan does impact that to a degree, but he would really help with the rebounding if that's what you want to do.
So if Tristan Thompson comes here, he's a starter, and it's then Mark and Tristan in the front court, Pascal at the three, Fred, Kyle, and I don't know if I really like that.
So are we just essentially flipping Serge for Tristan? Because
that'd have to be the trade. It'd be like, he makes a lot of money. Shout out to LeBron James.
Serge makes a lot of money.
Tristan makes a lot of money.
Yeah, he does.
LeBron James fucking bargained for him in public. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'd never seen him be that good of a teammate before. Agent LeBron James is elite.
Yeah, seriously.
Never
clutch.
Seen Mark Bartlestein do that.
It'd be cool to see him. Like it, I've always felt sad because Tristan Thompson is really one of the first. Like it's a really great Canadian basketball story, but he's not been associated with Canada basketball much. He's not been.
Oh, hold on. Tristan Thompson played in a lot of these Canada basketball things,
but he's like not.
He really did represent,
but he's not sort of. I think. Appreciated as like a national hero the way Corey Joseph is.
Well, that's because Tristan Thompson got a lot of negative news on him because he's associated with the Kardashians.
Yeah. Anywho, I would love to see
him. And he's also talked a lot of shit about Toronto.
I'd love to see him rehab his image. He has his great event here every year. I don't know. I don't think it makes sense as an actual move for the franchise, but it'd be cool. Anywho.
Cool. All right, James, bro. Thanks for seeing the vision. Thanks for supporting the show. And we'll look forward to your next call. All right, so
thanks
we're actually...
Voice.
Yeah,
peace.
Thank you. So, because we had a bit of a late start, we're going to go on a little longer, you know? So, we will stay live on the Yahoo Sports YouTube page until, 5 p.m.? What do you got to do, Josh?
I mean, as long as the people want us, then we'll stay.
Come on, don't say that, man. they'll just leave
until,
here forever.
We'll be here until 5.
But listen, in order for us to be here for another half hour, we need more people to call us. So,
yeah,
please call the two numbers on the screen, 416-263-8297
416-823-2638298 dog.
Yeah, well, yeah, all right. I know like four numbers in my head.
We do have a couple questions here in the chat.
Yeah, let's do it.
Samir Wabber, I apologize if I got that wrong. How surprised would you be? Oh, Jesus, what did we decide? How surprised would you be if Masai took the Knicks job on a scale from 1 to 10?
I'd be concerned about his safety because I feel like he'd be kidnapped.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
On a scale from, I don't know. Yeah, it'd be like really surprised.
I'd be pretty surprised. Yeah.
He's the Torontonian of the year.
basketball superfan. Why is Nick Nurse not giving Boucher minutes? OG should stay longer, too.
Because they got to work Serge back in, and the OG's minutes are a concern.
Okay, here. How's this? Let me ask you this question. I don't believe it personally. I think Serge is a better player. I think it's almost disrespectful to suggest otherwise. But who's a better fit, Chris Boucher or Serge Ibaka? I'm just asking you.
Serge Ibaka.
All right. Chris Boucher brings a lot of energy to that bench.
But he can't make his own shot. Like, the Raptors have
of course. That's fine.
3.5 shot makers. Kyle, Fred, what? Serge.
I mean,
look, guys who can create their own offense.
I agree with you in terms of Serge is a better player. I agree.
Oh, Norman Powell?
Ahmed stood up. one of our producers, Ahmed, who's taking phone calls, stood up in support of Norman Powell. He is a Norman Powell stan.
Yeah, no, we are the fan club. We drive the bus.
Yeah, no. You
up and down Keelan Eglinton every Saturday afternoon.
You can't drive up and down Eglinton. You know that.
By the Keel, it gets okay.
No, I just mean like the
all. Oh, yeah, we can't drive up and down Eglinton. Yeah, but Keelan Eglinton is a bit different.
My argument with Chris Boucher, though, is that like the bench really thrives off energy, right? Because before Serge went out, the bench wasn't playing great. We were all talking about how the Raptors have no bench. But all of a sudden, he goes out. A new crop of players come in with the bench. They form a new identity, playing fast, playing athletic. And I'm not saying that Boucher is a better player than Serge. I am not saying that at all. Like, I'm not a fool. But, like, at the same time, Boucher kind of fits the ethos of that energy more than the rest of the guys. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I get it. But I believe you convinced me it's very important for the best player for the position to play it.
Yep.
In regards for, like, starting two conversation. And I think that Serge Ibaka has got to be the first big off the bench and have to play like a significant number of minutes.
I think they should try to introduce Boucher a little bit, though. Maybe at power forward. Cool, but the thing is, like, you're basically deciding between Boucher or Rondé at power forward.
Yeah, especially if
But if you're getting killed on rebounding, you might as well play Boucher over Rondé a little bit just because he's a better rebounder. So.
Yeah, and if Pascal Siakam continues to... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around. No,
Pascal's having a tough week, man.
Yeah, there's and no other way to say I do think he can turn it around. And he was
amazing against Utah, and then he just chilled. Yeah. Just like the Raptors.
Yeah, I wonder. I hope like there's nothing off the court that's causing it. Like I don't think so. Uncharacteristic.
Sure. Mark of the Six asks Lowry for DeJounte Murray and Pirtle back. Maybe Lonnie Walker so he can reunite with DeRozan. I mean, just on the virtue of the deal, I don't like it that much. I don't think DeJounte's that good, to be honest.
No, he's not.
He hasn't actually had that breakout year with the Spurs. I think he just signed his extension, so it's always hard to trade for a guy there. I think that's where the poison pill provision comes in.
Yeah.
And Jakob, I mean, you could take it or leave it with Jakob. Would you rather have Jakob Poeltl or Chris Boucher? I probably you'd still rather have Jakob, but like Boucher, in terms of the ceiling of his impact, probably supersedes the ceiling of Jakob's impact.
Yeah, but you're probably right.
They're both kind of the same guys. Hustle guys, play defense, like, rebound the ball, block a shot, finish a lot.
This Raptors team and the franchise seems really interested in having Canadian players, and it's good that we have somebody on the...
And then Lonnie Walker, that'd be interesting. That'd be cool. I like Lonnie. Yeah, I like Lonnie. Good. But I mean, honestly, I like him because I saw him dominate the Raptors in summer league, so I don't know what that means. Which, by the way, before we take more questions, people, call in.
416-263-8298.
Use your phones. Get off your phones and use your call app.
Yeah, the phone app on your phone.
Use your phone.
Can you believe
as a phone? So,
do we want to talk about the Raptors Canada basketball tamper season that's fully underway?
I love it. Let's talk about this.
So, a couple weeks ago, there was this viral clip of LeBron James hugging Dennis Schroeder, and he's a target of the Lakers.
Yo, LeBron as a GM sucks. Why are you trying to get Dennis Schroeder?
They need a point guard. But that's
Dennis Schroeder. They need
that level of hugging a guy on camera is where the Toronto Raptors have taken their tampering for another Canadian star.
You're talking about homegrown heroes.
Homegrown heroes.
Which always feels like they're about to honor some veterans, but then they're like, actually, we're talking about Kem Birch and his highlights from the Canada-Nigeria basketball exhibition series played in Toronto and Winnipeg this past summer. I don't know how they got footage of that, first off.
Yeah, there's nobody there.
Second of all, no, that's not true, bro. Ahmed was there getting B-roll of everything. But yeah, you know, I love it because It's about time. It's about damn time.
You know what I mean? The hype is real.
Like, tamper with everybody. You know what? You just lost a guy due to geographic advantage to California.
Make your own.
Every single player that's born in Canada, come through Toronto. We will shower you with praise. Yeah. We will play you a tribute video. Yeah. You will get an applause, and you'll get a sense of what it will be like if you came to Canada and played.
It for sure feels like it was Masai's idea.
Yeah, it was Masai and Nick. Yeah. I got some. I think I do have some. Inside info that it was Nick's initiative.
That's not much of a scoop, man.
It was really amazing. It was Nick's initiative.
It's amazing to see really just how like incredible the like men's and women's teams have produced like consistent talent over the years. It's like inspiring stuff.
No, definitely. Inspiring. For real. There's a real renaissance.
Yeah. Or nascent because the Canada basketball, I mean, you know, Canada basketball was pretty decent back in the 70s and 80s, but it's exciting time. Do you think it'll work?
Do I think it'll work? No, I mean, I don't think it's going to be someone's going to be like, wow, because they play a tribute for me one time, I'm going to come to Toronto. But I think it's a positive. And I think it's anytime you can celebrate the Canadian national program, too, that helps too.
Yeah.
It helps the program, right? It has reminder Raptor fans, hey, there's also a national team that you can root for.
Yeah.
And they got some legitimate NBA players.
And that's got to be like inspiring for kids who grow up here. It's been, you know, the fact that Canadians have been inspired by people who've played for the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that it'd be inspiring for Canadian kids to see guys like Jamal Murray and Dwight Powell to look up to themselves, even if they're not playing. I mean, even if they never played for the Raptors, it's inspiring to have them to marvel at.
Yeah, grow the sport of basketball in Canada. All right, we got another call.
Varick in Toronto.
Varick?
Yeah, Varick.
Varick. What a do, baby?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
How you doing? You're talking about, you want to talk about rebounding?
Yeah. Yeah, I I'm sure a lot of fans watching this are just kind of, you know, frustrated. Is it something that the team is not doing, or is it a piece? I mean, since Lowry's been back, I know you guys have touched on this already, but it just seems like all the fire is gone because they feel they got to right the ship, you know? Kawhi's not there, and their two mains are up. It's like the gusto is gone.
I hear you in a way. Because I feel like they're deferring a lot to Kyle, and they're deferring a lot to Serge. It's almost like they're trying to be too nice. You know, it's like, so I've been watching a lot of Top Boy recently. All right, Louisa, she's a Top Boy fan? Yeah?
Louisa's interest.
Louisa's making
Rexdale
her P's.
Rexdale and Top Boy.
She's making her P's and Q's. Yeah, I know. So, but like, when there's a new leadership in place, because the old leadership has to go, but then the old leadership comes back, it's always awkward because the new leadership then has to defer to the old leadership.
Yeah.
And there's always some friction. I think in this case, in the starting lineup, you definitely see that I don't think Fred's as assertive. I think when Fred is able to run the bench with his little bit of time, and him and Pascal can sort of be the star and the shine, I think they actually do quite well together, and I think they saw that rhythm. But when they play with Kyle, it feels very much like they're like, okay, you know what? I'm not the guy here. Kyle's the guy. Let's make sure Kyle can make a play here. And I think it's not even just like Kyle's trying to demand it. It's just the rest of the team is trying to accommodate and let him come back into the flow of things. So I do see what you're saying in terms of like the energy being down. But like realistically, they should be able to figure it out. Kyle Lowry is not a guy who is low energy. He's the opposite of low energy. He's a spastic in a way. And, you know, I think he's going to help the team. I think they just need to find a new equilibrium. People are just got to like just chill a little bit. It's inopportune that he came out at this time.
Yeah, the schedule's too tough to like be working two guys back in. But
you know what it is? Like it is. Bro, it's still just a November, like a December game. Like we're gonna forget about this in a month, in a week.
Yeah.
If they beat the Sixers again, we're gonna go right back to slandering Joel Embiid.
Facts.
We're gonna forget that this thing may even happen. We'll be like, oh wow, we lost because Ben McLemore had 28 points and led the whole game in scoring. Right?
I was really excited for Ben McLemore. I really like that guy.
Did you like that he shot multiple arrows at the Raptor bench?
Yeah. He was drafted by the wrong team.
You think with the bench guys, though, I know Nick Nurse had put them in for a few minutes, but, I mean, those minutes were half the minutes they had before. Do you think that
less than half
the energy they need to play longer, or do you think there's a way they can work it out? Otherwise, you return back to the strength that we had by the Pelicans game, first game, you know?
Well, you know, one thing is, even when the bench were in while Kyle and Serge were out, those bench guys would often have one good spurt, and then they'll come in and have a bad spurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It wasn't, like, consistently good every single time.
It was only really good in both shifts at the Lakers game.
And I think it's very difficult for in 3 minutes, you're just like, yo, do everything.
Yeah.
go out there and you know, just make all these plays. Like, you got to get in the flow of everything too. And I feel like their minutes are inconsistent, so they don't know when to mentally prepare to come into the game, when to expect minutes. Like, if you're Boucher, he just got benched against the Heat. All of a sudden, he comes into the second quarter and he plays like 3 minutes as like a power forward and then as a center. It's just too confusing right now. Look, this is the thing. They need some time. They need some practice to figure out a new identity, because there's no reason why the old identity can't mesh with the new one.
Yeah,
there's no reason why. They just got to get along.
Well, and Serge and Kyle need to round into form. I think
that too. Yeah, they're playing a peak level right now.
They're
going
to get
close.
A lot of minutes over the next couple days because they need to look right. And once they look right, you can.
I almost think it's a split that the fans are looking for, because we loved it when just before Lowry and Ibaka went down, and then we loved what we saw from the bench when they were out, and now we're looking, can we get both those together now?
And that's why it just takes a bit of time, man. You just got to give them time. If it doesn't work another 10 games or something like that, then you're like, all right, maybe we got to make some trades or whatever. But at the moment, I'm willing to give Nick some time to at least look at how he can manage everything. So thanks for the call, bro.
Appreciate it.
All right, all right, have a good weekend.
Enjoy.
You too.
Yeah, the Raptors will be fine. I think you're going to see a few games where Serge and Kyle are still trying to shake the rust. But once they've come over that curve, I think their minutes will come back down, because Kyle played like 41 minutes yesterday. I know that
he's
going to
stop playing 40 minutes, man. Nick Nurse, when Kyle first came back, Nick Nurse, the first thing he said was like, yeah, I'd probably get him to like 32, 34 minutes. And it just never has happened yet. So. I know they play an overtime game, that hurts, but also at the same time, like, we can maybe cut down on Kyle's usage just a little bit, like, his minutes just a little bit, you know? So,
speaking of overused, Samir from Toronto wants to talk about Giannis. Samir, are you there? Samir?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Yo, we gonna
Hello?
Talk? Yeah,
hey.
We gonna talk about Giannis?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you guys, what do you think it would take for Giannis to want out of Milwaukee? Like, I feel like if they don't make the finals in the next 2 years.
I think just next year, really.
Yeah?
I think we've seen with the superstars, they don't reach free agency. Kawhi didn't reach free agency like that. Anthony Davis didn't reach free agency like that. Paul George didn't reach free agency like that. You know, like, if they don't make it to the finals this year, I feel like he's going to start making some noise. I'm serious, yeah. And especially if he...
I feel like Giannis is a little bit different, though.
Why?
Like, you don't think he would give it... I don't know. I just feel like he values loyalty more. I know that's kind of like, come on, they all say that and then they all leave, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like he might just give it an extra year. You know what I mean?
And he may... So Giannis, if they don't make the finals, he doesn't sign the extension this offseason, which he'd be eligible for.
He would be eligible for an extension.
And if
this
he doesn't sign it this year, then it's like acrimonious. And then I think that's like a losing situation for the Bucks organization. If they have a year with Giannis guaranteed, like he's an expiring deal next year, if they do not have a world beater, they're screwed. I think that's it.
They're just straight up on the clock, and they have a year left on the clock. Maybe two, if they're very lucky, but really just
if
one.
If they go seven games against the Raptors and the Celtics and lose, maybe he... I don't think he signs the extension unless they are a finals team.
Yeah.
And then what do you think the teams are like? Obviously, the Raptors, you know, with Masai, that connection, and then, you know, he's not from the States, so, you know, Canada's an option. But, like, what other teams do you think would be in play?
Every single one.
New York will be ready. No, but who will be ready? Like, the Denver Nuggets will not be ready.
Dog, they will make it ready. They will trade Jokic and, you know, his Diet Coke out of the city, and they will get Giannis in there. So, I mean, literally every team. I think prominent ones, the Knicks have obviously volunteered. They're like, hey, we'll take Giannis. They're like, yeah, no, that's not happening. But I think, honestly, the Warriors have made a lot of noise. Low key.
No.
They have made some noise too. And listen, if you're Giannis and you can somehow team up with shooters like Steph and Klay, can you imagine how you got to guard Giannis if you got Steph and Klay around you?
Joe Lacob.
Yeah, how about the payroll? How would they even make that work?
They make it work because their new arena prints so much money. They make like $1 billion a year off that thing. The team owners own that arena. So all the revenue that comes from the concerts and everything like that. Plus, they put it on the gentrified side of the bay, so like they make more money that way too. You know, they got a lot of money. I don't think they're worried about money. And also, they can make a sign and trade too in a situation where maybe you send them back, you know, D'Angelo Russell, for example, or Draymond or whoever. But Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of teams in for Giannis, man. I mean, he's Giannis. Like,
yeah, who would
the Heat, I'm sure, are going to be in for Giannis.
There's that great article, like, what
Dallas.
Which teams should consider taking
Dallas
LeBron
wouldn't
and
go for it.
Every single team.
Yeah, but those are the teams that are interested in him. But who do you think he would be interested in? You know what I mean? Like,
probably the teams that are usually there. Like, yeah, the Lakers, Warriors.
Heat somehow. You know,
Heat. Yeah, the Heat are always a contender.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully Toronto. Yeah. And look, it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. That's why I'm only at like, what, 20% or something like that. You know, you gotta stay humble. So.
So you think it's a bad sign if he doesn't sign the max contract this offseason? Like
it's a good sign for him to leave, yeah, if he doesn't sign the extension this year.
All right.
All right, cool.
Thanks, bro. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, peace.
All right, you too, bro.
Lewis in Regina. Oh, this is a good one. Hey, Lewis, how's it going? Lewis in Regina, you there?
Have you been to Regina?
Never. Have you?
Why would I go to Regina?
Well,
I'm not even a slander. I just, like, I didn't know the reason.
I guess you could. Where do this?
How many Canadian capital cities have you gone to?
Okay. Toronto?
Yes.
Definitely Calgary? No, Edmonton. I've never been to Edmonton.
Vancouver.
I've been to Victoria.
Oh, man. Our guy left, eh? We don't have to do Canadian geography
anymore.
He
banged it on us.
That's tough. That's real tough.
Okay, wait. You've been to Halifax. I've been to Halifax.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been to St. John.
Uh-huh. Quebec City?
Montreal. Quebec City, yeah. There you go. That's a good one.
Victoria, I've not been.
Never been to Iqaluit?
All of Victoria. I'll be there next summer, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And we have not been up north. All right, that we were just trying to burn time, man. That didn't work out. That didn't work out. Let's just take some YouTube questions, eh?
Yeah. 1001 Nights. What? Nick Nurse is wearing down Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, Marc Gasol, and Pascal since the first game of the season. Where is their load management?
Where's the load management?
You know, is the load management?
I'm not saying Nick Nurse is not coaching just to coach the team. But I'm sure Nick Nurse also wants to do really well this year because he could get a pretty nice extension.
Is he eligible at the end of the
season? No, you're always eligible to sign a new deal for a coach. But, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, like, I think Nick Nurse wants to win games. And I think the Raptors have every intention of repeating. And I don't know if you can cut down on minutes for – Gasol's already getting load management, first off. And, like, he rarely plays over 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's already there. Kyle Lowry's not playing that. But I don't know, man. Kyle's also famously difficult – in terms of how he's, you know, controlling his minutes. Fred, he's already called himself the anti-load management, so he's already playing. And Pascal, I mean, I feel like Pascal can get some load management, but also, like, who are you going to come in to replace Pascal? Pascal is, like, one of the league leaders in plus-minus. If he's not playing, the Raptors probably aren't winning games.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's not even load managed so much as, like, yo, all these guys just need to play the amount they need to. With the exception of maybe you can cut down on Kyle and Fred's minutes both back a little bit so that they can stay a little bit fresher and also they can play more time apart. But
I think you can play more time apart and you can use Norm and OG as pieces.
I think Norm has really stepped up,
man. I think
man.
You might only need one point guard for real stretches for this team. And that's exciting. Because if you can go, if you can just play with sort of Fred, Norm, OG, Pascal, Mark, that's different than what we currently have.
Sure. Yeah.
That'd be ideal to me.
Rhino
Sheriff.
Will, what's your sense of Nurse's vision for Terrence Davis? Energy, athleticism, length, rebounding, three-point shooting are all needed on the court. What needs to happen for Terrence Davis to get more minutes? That's a good question.
For him to get more minutes? It's just...
Probably just more consistency, really. Because there's sometimes he comes in and he fouls and he's out of the game. Or he's not even really impacting the game to a large degree.
Yeah.
Some games, though, he comes in, he's really aggressive, and like we all see the positive parts. But, I mean, there's that, and also he's got two really good point guards ahead of him.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an issue, you know?
They would have to play fewer minutes for him to get on. But... Lewis from Regina is back. Lewis, how's it going?
Don't make us do Canadian geography again, man.
How's it going?
Well, how are
you? How are you?
Pretty good. Just hanging out in Regina, you know?
What's it like out there?
It's actually not bad. Pretty typical small town, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so I was just wondering what Canadian you thought would fit best with this Raptors roster right now, my pick would probably be Jamal Murray, just to have like another nice scoring option. But some people might say Tristan Thompson or maybe a Dwight Powell or a Wiggins, but just want to hear what you guys thought.
I feel like a Shea would kill it here.
You just like Shea a lot.
As a two guard, Shea would really be cool. Good, man. He can shoot it a little bit, but most importantly, he can get to the rack. And I feel like one thing the Raptors are missing low-key a little bit, other than Pascal, no one else really gets to the rim that well. Shea is a really, really good slasher. I love Shea,
we have
man.
To say, it's Norm Powell. Norm Powell can also get to the rack.
All right. I mean, you know, you can give the ball to Shea. He can get a screen and go to the rim.
Yeah, Shea would be cool. I actually think, like, Andrew Wiggins is the kind of player this team could really use. What? Another, like, wing who can get his own shot. I don't trust Andrew Wiggins as far as I can throw him, so I wouldn't want him to assume that role. Uh-huh. But, if we could say we get A-minus Andrew Wiggins every night for a season, it would be the perfect player for this situation.
Yeah, I just don't want to touch that contract. So
neither do I.
Like, but I do see what Andrew's doing,
the
and I appreciate it.
Is
I was watching a game the other night where he blocked, like, three jumpers, and I was like, wow, he is actually making an effort.
Ryan Saunders, coach of the year, dark horse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Lewis, you don't like this take either? I think Ryan Saunders is. I'm so impressed. Like, I thought they would be, like, continued dog doo.
Well,
they're still pretty. Who do you think? So you think Jamal Murray, Tristan Thompson?
Those might be the popular options. I think Jamal Murray would be our best. Just have another go-to scorer in crunch time.
That's true.
Even though he might not be on the exact level of some of the superstars, but I think that would be probably my favorite pick.
Jamal Murray will make an
All-Star
game.
Shea would be nice, though.
Jamal Murray will make an All-Star game.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the West will be tough, but we'll see. All right, Lewis.
He'd make it if he was on the Raptors.
He would make it if he was on the Raptors, that's for sure. We'd stir up the propaganda for him. All right, Lewis. Yeah. Thanks, man. Enjoy.
Have a good weekend,
Enjoy Regina.
All right.
See you guys.
Peace. Lewis was very laid back.
Yeah, listen, you know.
Small town living.
He's just chill. He's just chilling. I've got another comment from...
Libizzle 23.
All right.
Can we play the small guard starting lineup versus Eastern Conference contenders? Ask Miami.
Well, they lost to Miami. They lost to the Bucks, and they lost to the Celtics.
So, I don't know.
They did not lose to the Sixers, but they did not have the small lineup against the Sixers.
Yeah, they had a regular-sized lineup.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough question. That's a good question, too. Because you know what? Low-key, the East contenders all have some pretty big point or just guard combos.
Yeah.
Like, Milwaukee's guard combo isn't necessarily big, but it's definitely – they're physical. They get into the lane. Like, I don't know. Actually, I'm not too worried about Bledsoe. I don't know why I'm hyping him up. But, like, the Heat, for example, they're tough. You know, they play Winslow a lot at point guard. He's tough to guard.
I don't know if
it's too small, but I mean, like,
it doesn't match up as well as you'd hope.
Yeah, but listen, Norm's gonna see some time. Norm's gonna see some time, unless he gets traded or something.
Yeah, that's not funny. Yeah. Fatima S, do you think Pascal is actually heading towards superstardom? Do you think he's actually going to improve from the recent slump he's having? Because it doesn't really feel like it. Whoa, this is some negative stuff, Fatima. Yes, he's headed to superstardom, right? And he's very good.
He's on the path to it, but it's like, you I don't know, man. You just don't wake up the next day and just do it. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have some failures along the way.
Yeah.
Like, and you got to give him that chance. And also, like, who else on the team just has a chance to be a superstar? So you might as well give the guy with the biggest chances of being a superstar to give him more opportunities, and hopefully he takes and runs with those opportunities.
And it seems like it's always the thing that guys – the last thing to come. Like, you have the ability. You have the – you start to figure out your advantage over players, and then you just have to have that superstar mindset night in, night out.
Yeah.
And that's
– No, I mean, I would say at least give him one season.
Yeah. But –
Also, it's a little tough for him because, like, who's the number two guy right now if he's the number one guy?
It's currently Fred VanVleet. It should be Norman Powell.
It's a little easier for Kawhi to be the number one guy if you have Pascal behind him. You know what I mean? And now Pascal's number one guy, and the guy behind him is, like, Fred or Norm.
Fred slash Kyle slash Norm.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I mean, look, am I looking at Pascal a little bit suspect after these two games? A little bit, but it's like an emotional reaction. It's not an actual, like, you know, thought out reaction. I think you got to give him time. That's all.
Yeah, you can't. And
you got to watch it. That's all. But like for real, like this is something you just got to think about all year is whether or not he can be that guy or not.
Yeah.
But you got to give him all year, bro. It's been 21 games. Let's race through the last couple because we got to wrap up the show very soon.
Yes.
Cool cat. Pascal's legs are hurting them due to the physical demands on the defensive side. He needs help on the defensive side. Yeah, I think Pascal's not been as good defensively this year as he was last year.
He's, yeah.
But also, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Last year, he was Kawhi's number two. Now he's the number one guy.
Yeah.
And Kawhi last year in the regular season, low-key, had a lot of games defensively where he just took the night off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's just normal. That's just normal. It's not a problem so much it is like just a reality of the situation. Bo Jackson? Is it too early? RJ to the Raptors.
RJ might prefer it, but I don't think it's happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
He's not eligible for he's going to get paid by them. It's RJ Barrett's a Nick for a long time. And I'm really happy for him. Frankly, cool to have the leading man on the New York Knicks be a kid from the ends. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's for real.
We should just be... Like, it's cool to see these guys all over the place, and we should like it that way.
Yeah. Mississauga, the new L.A. Jordan Colby at Will Lou. Would you rather have Giannis or Oladipo on this Raptor team? Giannis is a better player, so we're going with Giannis. What?
Oladipo's
coming off injury too, man.
Oladipo could be signed to OVO Records, maybe. I don't get this opinion other than perhaps
trying to hear
could,
that
like,
Drake featuring Victor Oladipo.
Could be fun.
No, I'm good, man.
Hal Jordan.
Just free Mojito. That's all.
What do you think if Fred went to backup point guard again to balance the lineups?
I hate this question with a passion.
Start Norman Powell. Start Norm over Kyle. How about that? Can we agree?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Whoa.
I don't really agree with the idea either, but if it was consensus, I'd be willing.
Well, that's one. Literally, the next question is from Joe Chow. Can we let Lyle Lowry off the bench after he slowly finds his rhythm, then play him as a starter? So he's going to have a rhythm off the bench, and then...
Let's send him to the 905. he can warm up in the G League. This is a ridiculous question.
Man. I mean, no. If you put him on the bench and he finds a rhythm, then he's going to have a rhythm with the bench. Then you got to put him with the starters. They doesn't have a rhythm anymore.
Kyle Lowry has earned two... Not like less
than. He actually also played like decent against the Rockets. He took 8 shots and had 20 points.
It was not Kyle Lowry.
And he had some elite flopping yesterday. Elite flopping, for real.
Him and Fred VanVleet really great. Some quality flops.
Yeah. Another one from Cool Cat Coat. Don't you think we need to play both Terrence Davis, Rondé, and Boucher together? That's three guys. That's not both. Together to increase the pace and use our athleticism. I do think so, yeah, because I think those three guys have an identity together, and I think that is what allowed the Raptors to win a lot of those games when Kyle and Serge were out.
Yeah.
The question is, how do you get those three guys on the floor together while also giving them else, you know, enough minutes? Because I don't think Serge is going to be happy if you play him 10 minutes because you give Chris Boucher some time. So.
And Fred's not going to be happy to play with his point guard, is Terrence Davis.
Yeah.
It's just not how Serge
I mean, Fred can play in that lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I think Kyle can play in that lineup too. But three guys together make a lot of sense energetically. And I think, honestly, Rondé and Boucher playing together, because Boucher can step out and hit the three, and honestly, teams kind of respect that shot, that allows Rondé to play functionally, play as a center, and be around the rim and be in the dunker spot and make his little weird, funky moves. So I think, you know, spacing-wise, that works.
Basketball superfan, when do you think we'll see more of Malcolm Miller and Stanley? Honestly, you're more likely to see Stanley Johnson at one of our recommendations than on the court anytime soon.
Yeah. Catch him at pennies. 1,001 nights. If Lowry is not willing to publicly declare his support, then is it time for Masai Ujiri to trade Kyle Lowry on February 2020? What do you think? What?
What is this about?
Declaring support for what?
Yeah, impeachment proceedings? I'm sure Kyle Lowry... It's FDT like everybody else.
Yo, hold up. When are the Raptors going to go visit a parliament again?
I don't know. That's got to happen. Maybe parliament is back in session today.
Okay.
Like they did the whole thing with the speaker.
Do you think the Raptors are looking forward to going to Ottawa in January or February? I went to Ottawa like 2 years ago around December, and it was so cold, like minus 25.
We got to find out, because when they go, we have some Stanley suggestions for Ottawa.
Oh,
that's where I went to university.
You guys recommend to go to that bookstore again?
You like that bookstore.
Yeah, the Squirrel, whatever it was called.
maybe they'll like recommend Mike's Place at Carlton Campus or Black Squirrel Books.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, but I don't know what this means, man. I really don't know what this means. And then let's just take the last question here.
The second one.
Oh my god,
is
these last
nuts.
Questions are tough, man. What are these questions? Call Larry for Otto Porter. Fill in Chris Dunn and a second round pick, man. If I have to see Chris Dunn on this
that'd
team,
that'd be so. Tragic.
Holy, what is going on, man?
Will
what is going on?
Kyle
What's
Lowry,
wrong with
Fred
you guys?
VanVleet, Gasol, Pascal be too tired and too exhausted to play during this upcoming 2020
right.
playoffs?
They're just not going to play the playoffs at all. They're going to be so tired. They're
I
just
think they'll be too tired, but not too exhausted.
They're not
going to
show up to work.
The
they're
going to
call in sick. Come on, man. What's going on? Losses and this happens? Yo, there's a championship banner at Scotiabank Arena right now, just flapping in the wind, getting disgusted. We're spitting on the legacy of this team.
All right, Will. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. The last 5 minutes were regrettable. We can maybe slash that. But
we'll see you here next week, 3:30 to 4:30.
That's right.
Salute to the studio crew.
Definitely.
Amit, Ashley, Louisa, Steph.
Shout out Rexdale one more time. Shout out the 37
Shout out
Islington.
Dan Toman.
Shout out Dan Toman. Yeah.
And check out Run It Back or something.
Shout out KFC as well, all right?
Yes. Big salute to KFC.
So, all right, catch you guys next week.
Peace.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.